It's Bert time. Bert. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to the Krigler Show. It, in fact, always was the Krigler Show.
It's true.
Andreas, welcome back to the show. Hi.
Dude, Krigler Show for life. Krigler.
Krigler Show for life. In fact, I have an awesome meme to show everybody. It's incredible. Thank you, Chosen One.
Way to maximize the potential of the hashtag.
From my Discord.
Hashtag Krigler Show.
Made this for me. Ooh, hashtag Krigler Show. I dig it. Yeah, I like that. Welcome to the Krigler Show. We're going to be talking about some sad events, actually, that are going down. Basically, it's war.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like.
It's true. It's a literal war. It's funny because
Netanyahu rules. Basically said, like, we're going to freaking defend ourselves and shoot back.
Yeah.
It's basically war. So we're going to discuss what's going on in Israel right now. So I know you have a lot to say about it, and
you know me. You know how I love talking about the Middle East.
Woo!
Oh boy.
Yay. It's really sad though.
It bums
me out every time
I
hear.
It's a trip because it's been like a generation since this happened before. So yeah. I remember like back in my youth, it was just kind of coming to a point where Israel was having the Iron Dome. It kind of meant the end of strikes, and now we're in this. Yeah, we're right back to where we started from.
And then we're going to talk about Elon Musk. He was on SNL over the weekend, and it turns out he made the A-OK sign and said that he has Asperger's.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is...
Survey says?
Racist.
Racist. Seriously, you're gonna be surprised, but like follow the logic train here and you'll get right to the...
I read this article and I'm like, oh my gosh, people... Asperger's, you can't say it anymore.
Shh, don't use that.
It's racist.
Why did you say such a racist word?
But it's a term that
no.
People have used who have it, have told me that they have it.
No, dude. Oceania is in war right now with Occidentia, according to 1984. It's always been this way.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wrong speak, right? Yeah. Did I just...
2 plus 2
did
equals
I just
16...
do, did I just do wrong speak?
2 plus 2 equals 1619. Just keep going.
Okay. Then we're going to talk about, I don't know if you've heard about this. This is pretty cool. Ancient Neanderthal skulls have been found.
By the Smithsonian? Did they hide them?
In Italy.
Oh, perfect. Yes. That makes sense.
Very cool. Yeah. One of them is over 100,000 years old.
Lucky.
100,000 years old.
100,000 years young.
Yeah. There you go. Right. And then, of course, I have an article that's complaining that the military has tough standards for its troops and that women can't do as much as they can't complete the course that is laid out that most men can, and they're saying that it's sexist.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine how differently abled people would feel about ableism.
Whoa. Are you saying that men and women have different bodies?
I just said differently abled people.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I'm saying it. I just said it.
A lot of them do for some reason. It might have to do with the hormone treatment.
What is the reason? Why would they? What is the difference? Like, I don't understand. Is it natural? Are they just born different?
Bro, who cares what's natural? What do you mean, like, we can fix that.
This is 2021. We can make anything you want happen.
You know? Kind of.
You want a dick? We can give you one of those.
Yeah. I mean, when social... Have you seen that meme of SpongeBob cutting off his phallus when he finds out that they're private parts?
Wait, no?
Yeah, socialists don't like private.
Oh, my gosh. Well, isn't he gay, though?
I mean, yes.
Didn't Nickelodeon come out and say that?
They finally did? Oh, that's wonderful.
I think so.
Originally, it was supposed to be an MTV show, and then they were saying, we'll give you 4 seasons if you make it a kid show. And he's like, that is fine.
Wow.
That's how that went down.
Wait, SpongeBob was supposed to be on MTV?
He was always gay. Yeah. I mean, if you look into like the whole LGBTQ and there's other weird stuff about Bikini Atoll and the nuclear side of things, but...
Okay, wait.
Let's save that.
I feel like that deserves its own segment one day.
It's fair.
Almost like a deep dive on...
Dude, L. Ron Hubbard's in SpongeBob SquarePants. Look into it.
Is he really?
Yeah, dude.
No, he's not.
I swear him.
SpongeBob, man.
Guys, start looking up LHR SpongeBob and you'll put it in the comments. It's true. Don't let him ever doubt me.
Okay. I'm not doubting you. I'm just
skeptical.
Amazed right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
No. I'm amazed. That's what it is. It's not doubt. It's amazement. Okay.
Fair enough.
Wow. What am I doing right now? Reminding you how awesome this meme is because it's now the Krigler Show. And it always has
always
been.
Always has been.
Always has been the Krigler Show.
Way to monopolize the hashtag, though. This is taking things where you're going. You don't need roads.
I love it.
You need like a dock and a harbor. It's like a helicopter launch pad. It's
Make perfect. Sure you check out Krigler Coffee on Instagram. We're trying to pop it up to 1,000 followers. And we have awesome, awesome memes, mostly made by the Chosen One.
Can you hear the caffeine flowing right now through the memes?
Yeah. I feel like I am getting hooked on my own coffee. I mean, I love coffee, but it's... Dude. Have you tried my coffee?
Yeah, finally I was like, whoa. Yeah. Okay, I get it. You guys can tell the difference between Andreas when he's caffeinated. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah, you definitely feel like you've had coffee versus the first time you're on my show.
It's a new experience. I like it. I feel not very Mormon right now.
All right. Are you Mormon? Is that?
I mean, not if you're drinking coffee. I mean, that's against the rules, man.
Wait, Mormonism, you can't have coffee?
You can't have coffee. No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
See, I don't know these things.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the LDS thing for a while, and they were like, no coffee and no alcohol. And
you're like,
time,
I'm out.
I was like, actually, I'm 13. I don't drink yet, so this is perfect. Oh. And then you go on ski trips, so it's cool. But yeah, no, they don't like coffee.
Okay. Well, if you do like coffee, you can check out Krigler Coffee because it's delicious.
It's amazing.
And I love it. Anyway, let's get into this stuff.
Very well.
All right. I have this article from the Daily Wire. Hamas fires rockets targeting 500,000 people in Tel Aviv. It has been going on for a couple days now. It's pretty intense. On Tuesday evening in Israel, nearly 500,000 people in Tel Aviv, Israel's second largest city after Jerusalem, held their breaths as rockets targeted them in an attack launched by the terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Hamas launched a barrage of 130 rockets, according to the New York Post, which noted that mosques across the strip chanted God is great and victory to Islam. And there is lots and lots of footage of these rockets.
Fireflies.
Yeah, basically. It looks like fireflies. And it's just... So this is the Iron Dome that you were referencing. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, so basically the way it works is, it's a convoluted story, but they have a thing on the ground that looks for rockets in the sky. You know, and so that comes from the SDI. The United States created the Strategic Defense Initiative with Star Wars Project, which allowed for us to have laser-guided satellites, which are nuclear-powered, up in the sky. And they're supposed to be looking for the United States, and they're able to guide, and this is like a $270 billion program, to guide rockets that would then target laser, and they would stop, laser would target any rockets coming into the United States. And this was supposed to keep us safe against Soviet initiatives. Now, there's a lot of problems to
when
that.
When was that?
This is 1974. Okay. There's a lot of problems to that program, and it has a lot to do with malware, which we'll get into for another topic later.
Malware, huh?
Wouldn't you believe that?
That seems to be a thing lately, isn't it?
It's like a steampunk rendition of hackers, because you've got people that were putting malware into if you look into the Farewell dossier, you see how the United States were putting malware into Soviets. They knew the Soviets were, Vetrov was a agent that they found was actually like, he was a double agent, and he told the Soviets what the Americans and the British were doing. So then they figured, well, let's start putting actually on purpose bad technology.
Well, let's stay on Israel and the Iron Dome. I feel off.
Yeah, it's true. Well, the deal is, Israel had taken a lot of that technology, which has made its way into the Soviet Union, and had American and Soviet technology, and they were able to build the Iron Dome. And the Iron Dome came out and allowed for them to have an on-the-ground defense system.
So here is, I have the Iron Dome wiki up right now, so you can kind of see, this is...
The way it works is, like, on the ground, they have this camera system, and the camera system will shoot rockets from the ground up at rockets coming down. But they're fast enough that they can hit rockets before they land. And so for the last 20 years, you haven't had a lot of problems in Israel, like, in terms of rockets, because this has worked really well. It's a very similar technology to facial recognition software.
Okay, so here we have, it says the Iron Dome is a mobile all-weather air defense system developed by Rafael Advanced Defense Systems and Israeli Aerospace Industries. The system is designed to intercept and destroy short-range rockets and artillery shells fired from a distances of 4 kilometers up to 70 kilometers away, whose trajectory would take them to an Israeli-populated area. Israel hopes to increase the range of Iron Dome's interceptions from the current maximum of 70 kilometers to 250 kilometers to make it more versatile so that it could intercept rockets coming from two directions simultaneously. And then there's a couple more pictures.
Yeah.
I guess this is really it right here. It's just like mobile trucks that they could just drop in different locations.
They
just
have trucks
to
set up. And then they're all based on camera systems. And what they've done is they've surrounded all of Gaza with these systems. They also have them outside of Israel. They have them on boats. But most of them are actually like on the ground in Israel. And they're really, really, really powerful guns. They have basically a 24 to 36 rockets ready to go. Mm-hmm. And they have a certain amount of time that they're able to hit. If they can't intercept, then it goes to another system that's closer.
Well, it feels like they're death by attrition, like just keep sending hundreds and hundreds of rockets. That's what they're doing.
That's what Hamas is doing right now. Is they're saying the only way we can actually beat this is brute force it.
Yeah, and they are. That's what they're doing. Yeah. So it's one of the hundreds of rockets that were just fired from Gaza towards Tel Aviv and central Israel exploded on a civilian bus. Hamas intentions are clear. Kill Israeli civilians.
It's an interesting way that they're kind of presenting it, because what they're saying is that Hamas is doing this, not Palestine. But at the end of the day, you know, who built these companies for Israel? You have Black Cube, which is sort of their CIA, and then they have everyone's in the military, right? So you end up, if you're intelligent, you're in computers and games, you end up building a company that Black Cube helps run. So if that's not state-sponsored, I don't know what is. But Hamas has got the same thing going on. They're state-sponsored as well. So we talk about Weber, and Weber says, what is a state? A state is a legitimate source of violence.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, terrorism is supposed to be non-state, violent or psychological operations towards a strategic goal. So these non-state, you can't call them non-state if the state's sponsoring them. So this is where it becomes a real war. This is where it's no longer a war on terror. This is straight up two states that are interacting with each other. And the problem is that the world's kind of decided that they're going along with one of these states, which is a state. Israel's a state, but it's a new state. And Palestine, they're saying, is no longer a state. A lot of people are trying to de-emphasize the idea of Palestine the way that they did to Taiwan and turn it into a trading partner. And that's dangerous, because eventually, you know, when a state goes to war, there's certain things they're allowed to do. And the International Crimes Court will call things, you know, war crimes. But if you're a terrorist, those rules don't apply.
Right.
And so we're actually going to engage in a new kind of, well, not new, but an older kind of war that we had before there were treaties and war law. And that's scary.
I agree with completely. I mean, either way, this is terrible right now. You know, they are firing rockets on civilians, you know, and
well,
it's like.
But also, like, who's a civilian anymore? Because, I mean, every single one of them has to be, unless they're fully rabbinical.
I mean, it hit a bus in the middle of the
city. But everyone's a member of the army in Israel. Like, you have to be drafted into the army.
But you serve your time and then you're done.
Are you ever done? If you nationalize the military,
okay,
then everyone's a member of the military for life, in a sense, right? I mean, it's true that you get out of it and you're no longer required to the same, but you're trained and you have a certain allegiance.
What if there was kids on that bus? I mean,
exactly. And that's the real terrible thing. Yeah. You have these kids who are taught on both sides of this aggressive action, the Palestinians and the Israelis,
right,
that everyone on the other side hates them. And so we're actually like, if you believe something like that, you know what I mean? And if both of you believe it, then it creates this, you know, there's been 20 years of this waiting to happen.
So you started by saying the media is pitching this as though it's Israel being attacked.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to pitch it? Because is that not what's happening right now?
Well, I mean, the only correct way to pitch it is like, this is a continuation of what's been going on and an escalation in a not finished war that's been going on for 70, 80 years.
Okay.
Like Israel, you know, in 1968, when we have the Gaza Strip invasion, they claim territory and they start expanding. And so this expansion policy would be a reason why Palestine has felt that they've had to, you know, send their people. Their wealthiest people have left, are living in Syria or Chile or in the United States. They're sending money back. And so you're creating sort of this continuation of a support based on refugees. Okay. And so the war didn't just start today. It's just that finally all bets are off. And we kind of knew this was going to come. The main thing is there's no way for Palestine. I mean, I'm sorry. There's not a lot of ways for Palestine to win this fight. And so what's likely to happen is a full-on destruction of Palestinian. Like this is the last bastion. It's once more into the breach for Palestine. And they're probably going to fall.
So it feels like they're defending this is almost their last stand.
This is their Alamo.
I mean,
it kind of feels like it. And it's not a beautiful situation for them to have, because they have very little left to live for. A lot of them are kind of in the kamikaze mindset, you know. And so this is a more serious, and this is the thing I think also that scares Israel, because they're thinking to themselves, how could you possibly put up with this, you know, like the kinds of things you're going to have to go through to fight us? Because we've done everything we can to set up a proxy where we don't even have to fight you because we have the Iron Dome. We've set it up so that we don't have to get to that point. And you're just going to kill yourself. And the thing is, if someone's willing to die for something, it's hard to take it away from them. And it's not a religious thing. I mean, there are Christian Palestinians too. It's not, I mean, there are Jewish Palestinians. There are Muslims and atheists living in Israel. Israel is a secular state. So this is two states. That's all this is at this point.
So it's just a war.
It's just a war. And that's a really scary, just is a scary idea.
Just a war. You know? Right? What I said there, it's shocking. Those words. It's just a war.
Like, yeah.
Okay. It's war.
Yeah.
It's
but it's a game. War games. There are ways war is allowed to happen now. Mm-hmm. Biological warfare is limited. Nuclear warfare is limited. But, you know, toxic gases, nerve gases are still used on either side of the Gaza wall. I mean, there's some serious... the thing is, nobody likes it. And the Israelis don't like that it's happening either.
Yeah. You know?
Like, they want to protect their families. That's all it comes down to. And you're hoping that at some point you've done enough that you don't have to fight anymore.
So there's still people alive over in Palestine today that remember when Israel wasn't even a thing, wasn't a country.
Not many, because 68 is a long time ago now. But true. Yeah, they would have been like, okay, 14 years old. So imagine you're 13, 14 years old and you watched it all fall apart.
It's not that old. I mean, I was born in the 80s, so it's like that's 20 years before I was born.
Well, the baby boomers, though, the last people who can remember what Israel looked like before, when Palestine was still Palestine,
okay,
they're 13, 14 years old when this all happened.
Well, you know, and people probably taught and passed on like this, that land was stolen from us.
Well, I mean, if you're 13, you were there. If you were 13, right, you were holding a gun and you saw your dad
die. I understand
die.
That exactly. Yeah. You know, so that lingers. That's what they pass on. Especially, I mean, from what I hear from Palestine, they still believe that that land is theirs and was stolen from them.
Well, I mean, the whole idea, like, you know, this comes from a biblical narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that says also that the Israelis they own the pyramids by that logic, right? I mean, so it's kind of an expansionist policy in general. And there's something to the flag also. The Israeli flag represents the two rivers, right, of Jordan and the Nile, I think, to represent... and it could be, I think that's correct, in order to expand the, you know, the land of the Star of David or the Seal of Solomon.
Yeah.
So they have a set agenda or goal for what is supposed to be Israel. And again, it's not a religious goal. And they don't look at religious Jewish people in Israel the same either. They're separated. This is a completely secular state that this just has to do now. I mean, so this idea that this is like based on some biblical origin story, that's not any more true than saying that Palestinians have existed for 500 years or 5,000 years. We're just at this point now where we're creating this new, I mean, and again, you look at the Beta Israelites, that they're being, the refugees that are being kicked out, exiled from Israel. Like, all these people were told that they're supposed to come to Israel if they're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're sending back the African Jews. So again, it becomes a statist issue, you know, and like, and Palestine is not going to ever have the people in it that they had 100 years ago to be able to keep it running. So at some point, something has to give.
So, okay, so what do we do now? how do you know, I always like to try to figure out the answer, and you know, this is a really bad situation. No, I mean,
right now we're going to solve the peace in the Middle East.
No, I can't. Obviously, you know? I can't do that. Well, I mean, peace in the Middle East. Like, you know, Trump was the administration was trying really hard to make it, you know, peaceful and work on it. And like, even Trump came out slamming Biden right now. I have an article about it. He's blaming the fact. What did he say? Former President Trump blamed the Biden administration's weakness and lack of support for Israel for enabling the situation in which militant groups are launching barrage of missiles from the Gaza Strip into Tel Aviv. He said the administration was known as the peace presidency because Israel's adversaries knew that the United States stood strongly with Israel and there would be swift retribution if Israel was attacked. Under Biden, the world is getting more violent and more unstable because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks on our allies. I mean, right.
How often, though? I mean, so this is something I noticed earlier. I was talking to someone else in the house that we both know. And
okay.
She was saying, you know, like, you know, we're probably supporting, you know, Israel. You know, and like, I'm like, well, of course we are, because we've all decided. I mean, this is part of congressional money is going, it's been going that way for decades, but we're also supporting the Arabs and whatever that means. The Saudis, right. The you know, every Qatar, every nation also around Pakistan and Palestine. Yep. Mm-hmm. Palestine too gets money from the United States. So call me crazy. This just looks exactly like everything we always do, where we finance the war on both sides.
It's almost as if the government wants a war to go to. It's almost as if they want to go back to their old ways of having an enemy to fight, having a reason to be the world police, have a reason to get oil anywhere else but in the States from what's going on. I mean, with the malware attack our pipeline.
We're going to have to do that later.
It's all connected. We could probably talk about it.
It's all connected.
I mean, it is. It does feel like it, right?
Yeah.
It does.
But they're not that
the
creative.
The timing on it's just a little too... Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, the Middle East, and all of a sudden the United States has got making these new deals to have new sources for oil. Yep. From places like Britain. From places like Dutch Shell and Beyond Petroleum, British Petroleum.
Right.
These are the same families that JP Morgan were dealing with originally. It's not a new... These are not creative people.
Right.
Every time they go back to the things that they're used to, which are prison is for socialism. Like, you have to think about what social services exist first. Prison and the military. You know, like, you yell for social medical care. Medic! It comes from the military.
Yeah.
So they only do what they know, and the military is like, let's how... They've operated for the last year and a half. They're like, what do we do about this virus? Let's make a war against it.
Yeah.
It's the way that they know how to function.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Keystone Pipeline, the XL, thousands of jobs lost. Whatever Biden claimed was going to be millions of jobs.
Gone.
There's no jobs. Where are the jobs,
like
Biden?
Like Alderaan
and
the eye.
And I'm seeing daily, check out this new delivery robot. Check out this new... Right. Robot that's replacing this entire job sector.
Jobs are gone.
And, you know, it's like they can't even pay people to get interviewed for jobs.
Right.
McDonald's is offering $50 just for an interview. Well, and people aren't even showing up.
And people think about that the robots are coming. But like, really, the robots are here. They just all live in a tiny apartment in Silicon Valley in a box.
Yeah.
And they work at night. And you don't notice how many freaking robots exist. Mm-hmm. But there are server farms everywhere. The robots
reason I bring up the Keystone Pipeline is because mm-hmm. Biden shut it down.
Yeah.
And within a few days, I was reading reports of a new pipeline mm-hmm. that's going from the Middle East up in through Syria into EU. And I'm like...
And then EU's making, and then so the Dutch families are making those deals. Yeah. And so the Dutch petroleum line, that's the same oil line that's going. And we have the same thing happening in Latin America, obviously Venezuela and Mexico. And you've heard about how the cartels have moved out of, you know, drugs into oil. And they drill holes in the pipeline and they siphon off oil.
Really?
Well, yeah. They go out in the middle of the country. They go to a pipeline, they drill a hole, and they pull oil straight out of the tap.
Wow.
And then they sell that. And that's a bigger, you know, industry than ever. So this is what... And you have to imagine when they were disposed for the last 4 years under Trump.
Yeah.
You know, the powers that be now and were then, like, those powers, what were they doing? They were. This was oil tapping. This is a big industry is oil tapping.
Yep. Energy.
Yeah. Energy.
It's that money. We need energy to keep society's wheels moving right now. You know, so where's all the money?
Well, the thing is, you could actually, I mean, obviously, certain kinds of free energy exist. Mm-hmm. Like, we have friends like Jeremiah the Technician. You should check his channel out. He actually gets electricity from the UHF television signal.
Cool.
He can charge his phone with TV signal.
Whoa, cool.
So, like, you got to understand Tesla.
Wait,
power.
Who's this?
Jeremiah the Technician.
Yeah, you got to introduce me.
Check this kid. He's amazing. Yeah, he's living in Milwaukee. But, like, basically, all the free energy exists. And, like, these towers that you can strike with lightning.
I mean,
get energy from
the Tellurian current. Man,
it's real.
Yeah, it is.
So why are they packaging energy and keeping us from the free energy? Well, to take all the privatization of resources.
They want the money.
Yeah.
They want the power. The power comes from providing power and convincing people that you need their energy to power their whatever.
The system's backed not by gold, but by your back. It's backed by your back holding up Moloch. Like, if you can hold up their hegemony, then...
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on. Let's talk about... I mean, it's a shame what's going on, and I'm sure we missed a bunch, but, you know, we were just having a good conversation. Let's talk about this ridiculousness, all right? This is from Not the Bee. Now, I love them too, and I love Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee, of course, is the satire site. Now, this is Not the Bee, which is actual news that seems so far out there, it could be considered satire, but it's actually real. People have actually corrected me, like, you're quoting Not the Bee, that's actually satire. And I'm like, actually, no, this is their real news source.
Yeah.
People are so desperate to be conspiracy theorists that they thought Elon Musk was flashing neo-Nazi signs on SNL. Oh my gosh, they want to get rid of him so badly.
Yeah, what's up with that? I thought he was on their ally.
They
know?
Cannot stand him.
He walked away from Trump though, right? Because he, you know, when he didn't sign the Paris Treaty, he walked away. I thought that that made him good with them. That's so weird.
Oh my gosh. All right, I don't know if you know this. So they demonized him for stealing memes.
Yeah, which is...
You know about that?
You can't steal a meme. I mean, yeah, okay.
What was it? Go on.
You can't steal a meme.
You know? Can't steal memes.
You can only liberate a meme. You liberate it and give it to the people.
A meme is not a meme until it is stolen.
Yeah, it's literally a kind
of... Isn't that like the underlying rule of all memes
Even
ever?
Richard Dawkins said that. I mean, Richard Dawkins.
Who's that?
He's the guy who invented the word meme. Memetics.
The guy who made the word meme said that. Not it has great, to be stolen.
Not a great guy by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
And he's usually on the wrong side of the law, but or politics or any of any philosophy. But he was right about that. You can't have a meme without people stealing it. That's what it means to meme.
The problem with BlueAnon continues to grow last weekend as wokies lost their ever-loving minds over tech wizard Elon Musk's Saturday Night Live appearance.
Tech wizard.
But you probably haven't even watched SNL in years. It's true.
Yeah.
Here's is the specific clip that sent a bunch of blue check marks screaming. Now, I'm just going to show you the
about
little...
This. What are cryptocurrencies?
Let me see.
Hold on.
This is such a... Like,
there it is, right there. Okay, so he does this... It is a little weird.
I mean,
the
he's
double
playing a
and
weird
then
character.
Reverse.
I don't know
he
what
is
character playing.
You know, and he's, you know, he's Elon Musk. He's kind of quirky and a little
like,
out
I'm
there.
The Doge father.
I know, yeah. He has those glasses on. He's got the bow tie. He's like, he's playing a weird character. So, you know, whatever. So if you're... I'll just read this article because they kind of make fun of wokeism. Oh, excuse me. They totally make fun of wokeism on this site. And it's pretty great. If you're a normal human being who doesn't hang out with racial supremacists, you probably thought that was just a meh sketch from the show that's pushing the boundaries of cringe. I'll be honest. I watched the whole clip. Yeah. It wasn't very funny.
No, yeah. I watched the whole SNL.
This is what SNL feels like it is. It's been. It's just not.
It was super tragic in every way.
It's not funny anymore.
Except there's a few photographs I got out of Elon Musk that are going to be memes forever.
Oh, good.
Everything else, though, was I think that's the only reason he probably did it was he thought the writers are going to ruin it, but the pictures will live on, and then the memers can write it for us.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing those memes. But if you're a racist like the woke, however, this is what you saw. This is all that you saw was him flashing the OK symbol. God. The AOK, which is, I did a segment on this.
Yeah.
It's a 4chan troll to convince the world, to convince the wokies that it's racist.
Do you know that
and they ran with it. They're like, it is racist? It's racist! Rah!
Andrew Jackson signed the Trail of Tears okay, supposedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, according to my California 1619 education.
According to that same research, he actually had a stamp of the AOK emote.
Yeah.
That back then, he stamped it with the AOK symbol. My goodness. Look at this. Daisy Behringer, who I went to see the actual tweet, protected her tweets.
Yeah.
So you can't even see him anymore. Gosh. She's a blue check mark. She's got like 6,000 followers. I'm like, who is this person anyway?
What is going on?
But this is crazy. Wait, what? Did Elon Musk just like aggressively flash the white power sign during a weekend update? Please tell me I'm insane. No, please. No, really. I'm going to need you to tell me I'm insane.
We're going to.
Definitely never thought Saturday Night Live would send me into a tornado of existential despair. But here we are. I almost don't have words, but I will say I hope his Tesla catches on fire and he dies.
Wait, that's... Oh, and this has been taken down, though, right? They didn't let her keep this
Her
up.
Tweets are or protected, so I have no idea.
Whoa. Yeah, calling for that.
Wow.
A lot of the line. That's much. That's much to do over just, like... The thing is, he's doing this rolling thing with his hands for a second. I don't know. I think it was maybe literally an accident. But the thing was that he had to go and claim, this is what he really ruined it, was he had to go and call it a racist thing.
So who did?
Elon. He said he had Asperger's.
Okay, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that. All right, so in the same article. Okay, well, it feels like he kind of like opened up to the world a little bit. Like,
he tried.
In his first monologue, he admitted that he has Asperger's, yeah, and his words, and that's what he said to explain it. Like, he's a little weird,
quirky.
He's
like, hey, I make like rocket ships and electric cars. Did you think I was going to be a normal guy?
Right. And it's like,
yeah,
cool.
Fair enough.
You know what? You can be the weirdo that you want to be, man.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. You are the meme lord.
And isn't that what they all want? They all want to be the weirdos, right? It's the whole idea. He's celebrating being allowed to be yourself.
Right.
What happened with that? Isn't that
horrible? Aren't they trying to normalize that?
Like, not anymore. Now you have to carry the same
flag. Depends
on
what you believe.
Martins.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it continues. I mean, these people, there's so many different people that just complaining. They have all sorts of different references. Just, oh my gosh, white supremacy. Oh my gosh. Shut up. Oh yeah. My goodness.
I mean, but he's the most successful African American. I mean, it's just too much.
This is where, see, they don't even talk about that.
Never gonna.
He is, in fact, African American.
He brought his mother. Yeah.
Okay. The woke don't believe that neo-Nazis are a few thousand isolated neckbeards that live out in the boonies across our nation of 350 million people. Instead, they believe the highest echelons of power, including the world's second richest man who loves memes and rockets, are infested by white supremacists that brazenly flaunt their Hitler-esque ways with hand gestures on national TV. At the same time, they can literally wish that their enemies die a fiery death, and those same echelons of power, from big tech to the media to the White House, won't censor or punish them. It's so blatant.
Yeah.
But look at this. Is it possible that Elon Musk wanted to use as many Nazi white power references as possible by calling it Asperger's?
Here you go.
As opposed to autism spectrum, hence the hand signals later in the show. Right, because it's a German doctor.
The survey says exactly.
Racist.
And it checks out, because the thing is, he really was a German doctor. And right. It makes me think bad about all the time I used the Heimlich maneuver. And I'm sorry, and I would never do it again, ever, for a lot of reasons.
But you'll save someone's life.
No, because you'll end up destroying America or something. I don't know. It's
racist. Yeah. You racist for saving that person. You
can't use the Heimlich maneuver. No.
Oh my gosh. It is just ridiculous.
Don't ever trust a German doctor again. That's the lesson here, I guess.
I'm at a loss.
You know, yeah, this is loss. That's literally what this is. It's called loss.
Oh my gosh. It's like, who's a real conspiracy theorist now?
I mean, well, so the word conspiracy theorist.
Go on. Do explain. I want to hear
The CIA introduced kind of the term back in the 60s about Kennedy period. And they're like, anybody who thinks that there's a relationship between people that are leading towards some sort of a goal, which is the most ambiguous possible thing you could say. I mean,
right.
The world is run by relationships.
Yeah.
If you say it like that, it's so much more romantic. You're like, the Bilderberg Hotel is this romantic getaway where these elite go. It's a Wes Anderson movie, you know?
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it doesn't have to be. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. my goodness. Okay, dude. Oh, well, who's that?
Oh, no.
Is that Barack?
But he's doing the Buddha version, right?
Oh, that's the Buddha version?
Yeah, Buddha's doing that. So it's
fine. Well, it's also, he follows the narrative that, so he's allowed.
But Saturday Night Live is dangerous. You know about the church committee hearings, right? And like Operation Mockingbird. Like there was a point when Watergate was happening. The church committee hearings, you have to look into this. Like they were setting up that the CIA were doing a lot of things in the media. And they were putting in articles so that the president could then read it and say, well, today in the New York Post it said, and he starts reading the thing that the CIA sent to the New York Post. And he could say it was in the newspapers. So Saturday Night Live fulfills that purpose a lot. There's specific lines, you know, mainstream lines that are being put out, and you can tell because of how boring the show is and also how terrified some of these normative Americans are who are watching this, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is not going in line with the party line.
You know what? I'm going to give a shout out, hold on, to Donald Glover.
Nice.
He actually just tweeted, and he's getting kind of like, people are like, come on, man. All right. He actually said here, we're getting boring stuff and not even experimental mistakes because people are afraid of getting canceled.
Yeah.
And that's... What?
He already did Operation Dumbo Drop.
Wait a minute.
He's already spoke from the heart.
Monica Lewinsky says, want to make something kick-ass together? I'm sorry. I just saw that. I'm like,
what?
Is that actually Monica Lewinsky commenting on Donald's post about cancel culture, saying, want to do something together?
We're living in the Donnie Darko
what
reality.
What is happening? Yeah. What?
The reality is just spiraling off into this weird, like airplanes or opening portals.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
I wonder what they're going to do together now.
I don't know if he responded to her. I feel like it would have popped up, but like, my goodness.
They should do a cooking
show. He's right, though. It feels like they can't even be spicy, you know, because we're getting boring. It's boring. Like, you were describing what SNL is now, and it's just, they can't even be edgy. They can't even take risks.
Not at all.
Because of cancel culture.
Yeah.
Well, they will get canceled. Elon Musk did the AOK sign and said to the world something very personal, that he has Asperger's, and people are like, that's racist.
He admitted
it's a German doctor, so I, you know, racism.
It's not an absence of content, though. It's not that they don't have something to say. It's that they've got too much to say to make time to make it entertaining for people.
No, they're not even saying that. Okay, yeah, exactly. They're trying to convince people of certain things. It's not even being funny anymore. Lecturing people on like how racist the world is.
There were 6 incest jokes on Saturday Night Live that night.
6?
No one's talking about that, but there were 6 sketches that brought up 6 different instances of incest jokes.
That's gross.
Yeah, but it's also
how is that funny?
I'm trying to say. They don't have time to worry about being funny because this is like a evangelism mass. This is a church. This is like, they have something to say and they don't have time to worry about it being funny. They want to make sure that they got the word out and people see it.
All right, that's basically that. We got a couple more segments to get through. I want to bump over there. All right, so let's talk about this. Now, I've talked about the gender war before. Sports, that's a whole thing. Now I want to talk about the military. This is from military.com. Okay. Nearly half of female soldiers still failing new army test, while males pass easily.
Man, it must be because they're sexist.
I'm not really surprised. This feels like saying the sky is blue.
Well.
Well, what?
I mean,
go on.
The military has and you said earlier sports are two things that woke-tivism and the woke culture don't care about.
True. They're
like, they don't care about sports and they hate it kind of because they weren't picked. They were picked last.
Yeah.
And they don't like the army.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, all this is doing is it's bringing down, I mean, theoretically, if you bring down the level of military quality so low that there's no point to it anymore. Like, well, this is just ridiculous. Let's get rid of it. And just it's a Fabian step towards removing of the military and replacing it with robots.
So what you're saying is this has nothing to even do with gender at all.
At the end of the day, I don't think they care about men or women.
They don't even care.
I don't think they care about anybody.
They just want to be in power.
I think iconoclasm. They want to destroy culture. They want to get rid of things.
All right. Well, listen to this. All right. More than 7 months after the official launch of the Army Combat Fitness Test, or ACFT, nearly half of female soldiers are still falling short. With enlisted women struggling the most, military.com has learned, the data again raises questions about whether the Army's attempt to create a fitter force is creating more barriers to success for women. The military is sexist. That's what it is. Internal Army figures from April show 44% of women failed the ACFT.
Wow. 44 is a lot.
It is a lot. Compared to 7% of men since October 1st, female soldiers continue to lag male soldiers' scores in all events, according to the United States Army Force Command briefing obtained by military.com. ForceCom data includes the result of 106,000 ACFTs taken in the first half of the fiscal 2021. This amounts to 27% of women and 36% of men in the force who also have scores logged in the Army's database, meaning the data could potentially be incomplete. ForceCom tracks 3,400 new fitness tests per week on average. The Army remains in a beta phase for the ACFT until March 2022. Scores on the test will not affect soldiers' careers. Officials have said they may implement additional changes before then, including gender-specific standards. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, they're going. That's actually interesting. If they go back to gender-specific standards, then we're set. That's a good thing.
Well, that's... I mean... That's how it was, right?
Yeah, that's how it used to work.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
There have been women in the military for literally ever.
Well, what I don't understand here is it says this test does not affect soldiers' careers. If that's the case, well, what difference is this making?
That's a good question. What are these tests
hey,
for?
Why hey,
are
they taking here's them? The standard that we're going to have for tests for, you know, peak physical fitness. I mean, not all men do it, but not all women can do it, but more men can do it.
So this isn't even a barrier. This is a peak. You want to see if they reach like a peak, and it's just a meritus test. Is that the idea? This isn't even a...
I think it's a patriarchal test to prove that men are stronger than women.
You know, you could
How
never...
dare you, military?
You know, Adam, you could never be an Air Force pilot. You know that, right? You could never be an Air Force pilot.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, you guys know
sir.
Why? Do you guys know why he can't? It's
why?
Not because of his gender. It's because he's got colorblindness. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
I don't like this anymore.
No, but this is
important. I don't like this segment anymore.
This is important. So if we're able to say that someone
I don't like you anymore. Get out of my studio.
Didn't we get you colorblind glasses so you can see colors?
I cried as a kid because when I learned that fact.
Yeah. When I saw Little Miss Sunshine, I found out that kid couldn't be in. I almost died.
I cried again when I saw that scene.
I almost vomited.
I had a few tears.
No, my gut hurt like for days.
Because he freaked out. And I was mad.
Yeah.
I did try those glasses on, and it really didn't make a difference to me.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I didn't notice a difference of color, and now they say that you're supposed to leave them on for like a half a day, 12 hours.
To adjust the...
And okay. I did. I wore them all day long, and it didn't feel... Nothing felt so different as what I normally see. Like, your shirt is quite colorful.
Technically, yeah.
I mean, in my eyes, but like, I'm going to just... Let's go. Let's do this. I hate this, but we're gonna do it.
What color is that?
Is it red?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. And then is this green?
Nope. It's actually what it looks like.
Yellow?
Yeah. See, I wear.
Okay. It looks green to me.
Oh, really? I thought it looked yellow to you. I thought it looked like more like the. Okay.
But it is yellow.
It is. Yeah. It's like
okay.
Gold.
And then that's gold. Blue on your right shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay, so
because I think about
see,
you.
I see green there.
I wear colors I think you might be
but
able to
but maybe it's maybe
only.
It's because it's next to the red, which almost looks pink to me. The red,
yeah, there's a little bit of dusty pinkness to it too.
Okay, it's a dusty pink. All right,
but yeah, it's a cowboy color.
I really don't like where this this
point,
went
no,
here. What are we
is,
talking
this
about
is,
again?
This is valuable.
Why are we
this
talking
is,
about me and colorblindness?
What
is I don't this? Like it. Let's
well,
move
okay,
on.
So if someone said you know like you can't be an Air Force pilot to someone and she said no, it's because I'm a woman, isn't it? It's like no, you happen to be colorblind. What would she say to that? You know, and so this is the thing. We have a lot of things which I mean they stop. There are barriers for entry into a lot of things, and there are a lot of people that can specialize in those things. I'm not going to be a SEAL. My cousin's a SEAL. You know what I mean?
SEALs are freaking they go through some.
He's bulky.
Craziness.
He's like a couple inches shorter than me because I think they compress your spine by doing that.
Yeah.
But like, hey, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
And like, you have Japanese 80-year-olds that are wearing these Gundam suits to pick strawberries now.
You made a really good point just then. And I feel like it can be applied to so much nowadays.
Absolutely.
Think about the cop who just recently shot the girl who was about to stab somebody. Okay? He was saving someone's life. But they're saying it's racism. And it's like,
is it really?
They just apply this general racist, sexist, bigot, whatever
There's
they
a sort
want
of vibe to it.
Yeah, whatever they want to anything. Like this is sexism. The Army is sexist because
it's
of
equity.
This.
It's a problem with equity. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
It is, and it should be. We use words clearly. It's actually great because like equity is the issue here. It doesn't mean we need equity because the equity would be to like make sure that no one had access to anything more than anyone else.
Yep.
So we can't have that. We need specialization. Move on to the next problem. You know.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. I'm done with this. I think it's silly, and I want to talk about Neanderthals.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because this is cool. Yes. I figured you'd like this.
I love Neanderthals.
Okay, this is cool. Oh, is it Neanderthals?
I mean, I was taught that way.
I was taught Neanderthals.
So the TH is the
Thal.
Is like Barcelona, right?
And Barcelona.
It's a Latin thing to say.
So it is Neanderthal.
It's like Thule is Tahuli, right?
Tahuli?
Yeah, a lot of these things are actually TH is not
or
pronounced.
Or
Thula. Yeah.
Huh?
Thula. Yeah, usually.
Or you know, wait, TH. Ule, like the
yeah,
like the
biking company,
the
package, storage camping.
That's actually Swedish, and it is Thula.
Yeah,
yeah, so, nailed it. So, Swedish wife.
Not gonna make any references to nailing the Swedish wife, but nailed it.
What are we talking about again? Anyway, I love having you on my show. let's talk about Neanderthals.
They are tall, you know?
But they, maybe.
Yeah.
Are they?
They were a pretty decent size.
All right. Evidence of 9 Neanderthals found in an Italian cave. Check this out. That is a massive forehead. Check that thing out.
Wow.
All right. The fossil remains of 9 Neanderthal men have been found in a cave in Italy. The Culture Ministry announced Saturday a major discovery in the study of our ancient cousins. All of the individuals found in the Guattari Cave in San Felice, Cicero, located on the coast between Rome and Naples, are believed to be adults, although one might have been a youth. 8 of them date between 50,000 and 68,000 years ago, while the oldest could be 90,000 to 100,000 years old, the ministry wow. said in a statement. Together with 2 others found in the past on the site, they bring the total number of individuals present at the Guattari Cave to 11, confirming it is one of the most significant sites in the world for history of Neanderthal men, the ministry said. This undated photo handout on May 8th, 2021 by the Italian Culture Ministry shows the Guattari Cave. Here it is. Let's just open it. I can't open it in a new site, but I guess I can zoom in on it a little bit. And it's not letting me zoom in on the picture itself, but there it is. It's kind of cool.
Right.
All right. Culture Minister Dario Franceschini hailed to the find as an extraordinary discovery, which the whole world will be talking about. Francesco Di Mario, who led the excavation project, said it represented a Neanderthal population that would have been quite large in the area. Local director of anthropology, Mario Rubini, said the discovery will shed important light on the history of the peopling of Italy. Neanderthal men is a fundamental stage in human evolution, representing the apex of the species and the first human society we can talk about, he said. The findings follow new research begun in October 2019 in the Guattari Cave, which was found by an accident by a group of workers in February 1939.
Oh my gosh, it took that long for before they started? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts when they wait that long. Ugh.
Well, they probably have been, it said new research begun. So they've probably been researching.
They're like catalogs.
Now have really delved into it.
Yeah.
On visiting the site shortly afterward, paleontologist Albert Carlo Blanc said in a stunning find, a well-preserved skull of a Neanderthal man. The cave had been closed off by an ancient landslide, preserving everything inside as a snapshot in time that is slowly offering up its secrets. Now, that is the cool part,
mm-hmm.
is that it was sealed.
Yeah.
So it's like just a snapshot.
It's super weird. I've been to a number of these circumstances where like Atapuerca, I was in Spain, where they found Elvis's pelvis, which is the Heidelbergensis man.
Okay.
And it's the same situation. And their story usually is like they fell in the cave too deep and they couldn't get out.
Yep.
But like if you've been in those caves, they're dark. It's plausible. And you're like, whoa.
Spelunking's fun. Also one of my favorite words.
Yeah, dude.
It's good, isn't it?
I love it. Spelunky.
All right. Spelunking. Let's see here. Where were the recent excavations have also found thousands of animal bones, notably those of hyenas, and the prey they are believed to have brought back to the cave to eat or store as food. There are remains of large mammals, including elephants, rhinoceros, giant deer, cave bear, wild horses, and aurochs, extinct bovines. Many of the bones show clear signs of gnawing, the ministry statement said. Now, That's really cool. I'm definitely going to be paying more attention to this because that's really awesome stuff.
Totally.
Like, I want to almost go and see them myself.
You should. I mean, so you can go. So like the in Spain, the Atapuerca and León Human History Evolution History of Human Evolution Museum is incredible.
Cool.
And so I've been to a number of these places.
That's in Spain?
Yeah. The thing that I would say that's interesting about their dating mechanisms, and also one of the reasons I'm glad that they waited till now to start doing things... Campi Fiegri is a very big volcano in Italy that has caused carbon dating to be, you know, disputed there for a long time. Like the idea that this is 100,000 versus 20,000 years old could be contestable literally because they're using carbon dating, and we're going to require more time to look at that.
Yeah.
The main question is how close are they related to Homo sapiens? Because obviously all of the humans that we know of that are mixed with Neanderthal are in Western Europe and parts of East Asia. We also have the Denisovan that are up in the north, but that region, in fact, Caucasians come from the mixture of Neanderthal. Like there are no Caucasians without any Neanderthal, and pure Africans have no Neanderthal. They can have Heidelbergensis, they can have Australopithecus, but yeah. So yeah, the thing is, it's interesting is like 20,000 years ago, who knows what happened? 5% of the Maltese are Neanderthal. 1% are in the north. This is the center probably for where the Neanderthal were.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I'm definitely going to be paying more attention to that. I want to show this also because this was random. Someone in my Discord posted this. First known mummy, a pregnant mummy, was discovered. Hmm. So lots of really cool things are being found.
Where was the pregnant mummy?
Let's find out. They first thought it was a male. Turns out they were wrong. It was a female birthing person. Mummified birthing person. Now I'm just making fun of the wokies. researchers have discovered the world's first known pregnant mummy, dating back from the first century in Egypt. The find was unexpected, as inscriptions on the mummy's coffin suggested the remains inside belonged to a male priest, according to a new study. The mummy was donated to the University of Warsaw in Poland in 1826. Only recently did archaeologists with the Warsaw Mummy Project conduct a detailed analysis of the mummy while studying the National Museum in Warsaw's collection of animals and human mummies. X-ray and CT scans of the mummy revealed that the remains inside belonged to a female and did not match the coffin. Cartoonage case that was made for the male, the mummy was obviously not the remains of a priest named Djehuty, maybe? D-J-E-H-U-T-Y.
Horjuti?
Horjuti?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Give a shot.
From ancient Thebes, whose name was inscribed onto the coffin. The researcher said. And so here it is. This is the CT scan here. It's kind of cool. You can kind of see that bulbous, you know, belly area.
Interesting to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder the backstory.
It was a complete surprise because we are looking for ancient diseases or causes of death. Lead author, no idea how to say this, Wojciech Esmond, it's very Polish name here, co-director of the Warsaw Mummy Project also said, also, we thought that this was a body of a priest. The mummy turned out to be the remains of a female who died when she was between 20 and 30 years of age and was about 6.5 to 7.5 months pregnant, based on the circumference of the fetus's head. So the fetus was actually in there. Here's a better, more close-up.
Wow.
Amulets. She was wearing amulets that represented the four sons of Horus. That's cool. It is the first such preserved case, Esmond told Live Science in an email. There have previously been skeletons of pregnant women found, but no mummies with preserved soft tissue, he said. The scan showed four mummified bundles, likely her lungs, liver, stomach with intestines, and heart, inside the female mummy. Those were extracted, embalmed, then placed back inside the mummy's abdominal cavity, which was customary practice in ancient Egypt. But the fetus had not been similarly removed from the uterus. The researchers haven't determined the sex of the fetus or why it was left in the womb. Researchers hypothesized that the fetus may have been thought of as still an integral part of the body of its mother since it was not yet born. According to the study, a baby that didn't yet have a name may not have been thought of as a distinctive individual. as ancient Egyptian beliefs held that naming was an important part of being human.
That sounds like a very modern belief, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna say what gender it is until they tell me what it
is. Or if it's alive at all. That's a very modern idea.
Also very true. And yeah. Even some parts of the country, even after it's alive, can still be... So yeah. There's a whole nother conversation. Well,
the Egyptians did often do things thinking that the afterlife, you know, so it could have been a much more horrible story. It could have been like the king had his wife when he died, you know, he got in a cart accident and he wanted to make sure his wife and kid went to the afterlife. Yeah. You know, it could have been like brutal. It doesn't have to be such a reasonable story.
Yeah. Or maybe that they believe that if a woman died while pregnant, you know, to remove it, you would be basically removing the child from her, so she could never have the child.
Yeah.
So maybe they believe that, you know, wherever she ended up, that then she would have the baby, and you know, raise. I don't know who. You know, who knows?
The star seed in the afterlife.
Right. All right. Let's get into some super chats. I have a feeling people are gonna. There's. I saw some spicy super chats, but let's get at them, shall we? All right.
Oh dear.
Let's see. Pinch Me Andy says ChinaNever.com was a site you were thinking of last night. Oh, the American made stuff. Is that? Let me check this out. ChinaNever.com. We research brands and products confirmed to be made in the U.S., Canada, or Europe.
Neato.
Very cool. Thank you very much. This is exactly what I was talking about. Yeah, made in China comes at a cost. Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday. So a new study came out that said China is the world's largest polluter.
Well, yeah, they make the most stuff. Yeah.
I know, it's a shocker, right?
Look for the union label.
Yeah. You know? Thank you, Pinch Me. That's exactly what I wanted to peruse that site. Appreciate that. Mark G says, it's the other coolest person in the house.
Aww, it's adorable.
Past Nisha, though.
I was literally about to say his wife is actually way cooler.
I mean,
than me. It's okay.
Yeah.
We can say it.
Come on. Come on.
But I
have you met
it.
My wife? She's pretty dang cool.
But I appreciate the
in fact, yeah. I would go as far to say that I'm the second coolest person.
I didn't
want to
say it, but bro.
Tied with you.
You're slacking, bro.
Tied with you.
She does.
You're pretty cool, dude.
You make some great music, bro.
Oh,
I'm
thank
just
you.
Saying.
So does she. That's,
yeah, that's the thing. She kind of wins, you know.
She kicks my butt.
Captain Playoni, listen to
Captain Playoni. If you don't know her, she just started twitching yesterday.
I know.
All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a shameless plug for my wife's new...
Proud plug.
Proud... You know what? You're right. I'm proud. Let me find it real quick.
Confident in the plug.
Confidence. I'm about to plug. Go follow her. I'm just going to drop this into chat right now. This is her new Twitch channel. I just blasted her out. I don't know if she's gonna like that or not. I don't care. It just happened.
Be polite, everybody.
Go give her a follow.
Be good people.
She's awesome. She plays some games. All right, let's see. Kyle Schmidt says, I can't wait until the SJWs go through real struggles so they stop finding stupid S to complain about.
Oh, is that what the reset's for?
Isn't that
interesting?
You and the reset.
It's going to be hard work. They're going to need to use axes and stuff, you know? They have to make fire with
goodness
wood.
Sakes.
It's going to take things off their time to think about.
Andrew Fro says, much love to the Adams family. Agreed.
Yeah.
Isn't you love my Discord? I see you're always in there.
I'm always in there.
Dude, it's
noticed?
So good though. There's some really good people in my
Sometimes
Discord.
Sometimes unwind in the Discord. You know, Adam's family.
Shout out to my Discord.
Dude, the memes.
My Discord's awesome. All right, let's see here. Grandma Nay says, I got my folks some Covfefe blend. They made two pots today. My 17-year-old also said it was the best. 5 stars. Would recommend. Smash that like button. That's incredible. Do me a favor. Spin that UFO. I'm going to ding the bell because that's incredible. Look, if you guys are members to the channel, you can actually spin the UFO in chat yourself. And I'm about to spam some UFOs in chat.
I did it.
You can actually even smash the like button with your own... Hulk hands.
Whoa.
I put some emotes. Okay, whoa.
I got too excited.
I was going to say, all right, you know the name of this. We named him. The chat has officially named the UFO. If you missed this.
I did.
It is Newport.
Newport. That's exactly what
it is. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. It's the Newport.
It's the Newport.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Mark Guidetti says, Andreas is lying. Israel isn't sending back African Jews. That's a serious standard Jew-hating talking point.
No, actually, I'm super pro-Israel. I actually like Tel Aviv. I really enjoy being in Israel. I just am actually quite familiar with some of the other things going on. Like any state, there are problems.
Okay.
It's something worth looking into, though.
Well, where do you get that information from?
Actually, earlier today when I was researching, it was a talking point on the BBC. Okay. The BBC brought up several times that there have been a number of refugees.
So mainstream media source.
Mainstream media source. Okay.
So maybe they're right.
And maybe the mainstream media is lying, you know, and that could be a plausible thing. But I've also known a number of African Jews who have felt like major prejudice. And it's just like any other country that are prejudiced.
Joshua Rhodes says, sorry to ask, seeing as Tim is your friend, please ask Tim to retract their story on the AZ audit to this guy is full of it. He is lying. Israel took the land after being attacked first. Okay, first, let me just two things here. I don't have anything to do with that side of the house.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Tim does whatever he wants.
Exactly.
And yeah, clearly, you know, you ruffled some feathers with your Israel stuff side of things. But I did say it. I did say it. It's like there's a lot of Palestinians that just believe that it was stolen from them. And you said it was created in the 60s, 1960s.
I mean, the Havara Agreement goes back to the 30s, you know, like, the idea of creating a Zionist state has existed for like hundreds of years. And it's actually a necessary creation. Like, what do you want? Do you want people not to have their own home and state? Like, obviously, it's essential. And the fact that it's a secular state, which has allowed for women's rights and has stopped people from being stoned to death, I'm all for Israel. To be perfectly honest,
like, I'll be honest. I don't know too much about the situation. Like, I'm the first person to, you know, admit that, like, I'm ignorant in some issues. Like, I'd rather admit that and not people claim that I'm, like, trying to make...
Yeah.
I'm just... I
don't think anyone's going to be, like, there's no right or wrong. When it comes to war, there's going to be a lot of both on all sides.
But
at the end of the day, like, you know, Palestine has violence and as a cultural normative, which is not okay. And so if you have to like align with a state right now, Israel at least has certain kinds of rights definitions, which I agree with. So I have to pick Israel for that.
Hydra says it is the only one who is thoroughly acquainted with the evils of war that can thoroughly understand the profitable way of carrying it on. Sue, isn't that from The Art of War? Yeah, it is only one who is thoroughly acquainted with the evils of war that can thoroughly understand the profitable way of carrying it on. Okay, there we go. I said it. I was like, I have to say this properly here. Harrison says, why does SNL hate Elon Musk, an African immigrant? Such bigotry and xenophobia. Well, it was only like two cast members, and I went over that on my segment, but it is certainly blue checkmark leftist Twitter that can't stand it. It's pretty nuts. DJ Cogdell says, I couldn't help but notice you left out how Israeli police just harmed 30 Palestinian children, one of which was a one-year-old baby. That's the cause of the rockets launching. There's two sides to every story. So I didn't even, so that's not even being reported.
Yeah, I haven't
so
heard this.
I haven't read that. And DJ, if that's the case, please give me that story. Because I would like to show all sides of the story. Like, I don't want to just get the mainstream media, even from who I follow. I follow a lot of more conservative side of news. I mean, I do follow leftist media as well, but, you know, there's only so much that I could find. If you know something and you want to fill me in, join my locals is definitely the best way to do it. Don't tag me on Twitter. That it's really difficult. Definitely join my locals. It's definitely better there. AdamKrigler.locals.com. Really easy to find me there. Mark Robershaw says, why are there so many different types of UFOs? The answer is there are multiple different intergalactic species with their own designs and tech. All right.
That explains a lot from what we were talking about today.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
Andrew says, the AOK signs 33 and Freemason membership. Someone actually I think you were on my show last when someone mentioned the Masons and they said that 5-hour video. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
I checked it out.
Yeah?
I watched the whole thing.
Is it good? Should I watch it?
I'll send it to you. Okay. It's interesting. It's all interesting. Right. And the AOK sign, they do talk about how it is a Freemason.
The Widow's Son, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mark Robershaw says, are yes wishing death on political opposition, WFTF? Well, I mean, how many people over the past 4 years wished death on the American sitting American president, and that was okay.
Mm-hmm. Like most that were allowed to speak?
Kathy Griffin?
Anyone who was allowed to speak.
Griffith? What? I don't know. What's her name? The redhead?
We should cancel her back.
She was holding the head of Trump, and it was like, you realize that that's what... That, you know, that's what it means, right?
Yeah.
Mark Robershaw says, I wonder what Elon's Arseburgers taste like. Ha ha ha. Nice. So the left is neo-Nazis, basically.
Well, it's like heterodoxy, right? So everyone talks about centricism. Mm-hmm. It's not just centricism is where you come towards the center of something.
Yeah.
Heterodoxy is where you go extreme opposites. Mm. Like Pac-Man, they come back around though.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the horseshoe. Political horseshoe. Horseshoe. Right? Let's see here. So the R Heretic says, darn, I thought this episode would be critical of Israel. I forgot normies still don't know the Israeli government are the true terrorists over there. Adam, please, for the love of God, get Ryan Dawson on. I don't know who that is.
I'm super stoked, though, that I'm being criticized. We're being criticized on both sides. They're like, you guys weren't harsh enough. You guys were too harsh. You guys were on the wrong side. Actually, just call everyone's everybody. We're all calling it all out.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. You know, it feels like, sure, if he's an expert, I'd love to have him on my show and explain. Mark G says, Elon is a Nazi because space travel was made by a Nazi, Von Braun. My goodness. Whatever excuse. Andrew says, you guys should be making people more aware about Asperger's and its effects instead of making fun of him. Whoa, Andrew, I did not make fun of him at all. Not one time. I even said he was coming out into the public world explaining that he had it.
Yeah.
Not one time on my episode did I make fun of Asperger's at all.
Yeah, I'm actually super pro people on Spectrum.
Yeah, what?
You know,
are you talking about chat? The people that were people in chat making fun of that?
Or maybe they're talking about Saturday Night Live or something.
Or the super chat that I just read about Elon's Asperger's. Like, okay, people are going to do that. But I was not making fun of people on the Spectrum at all.
Definitely
not.
No.
That's...
And I love Elon Musk.
You clearly misread whatever.
I think it's awesome that he was willing to go out there with people he knew were going to make fun of him.
Agreed.
And people said they wouldn't work with him, and he still did it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, dude, if you think about all that he's gone through in terms of like, I mean,
and all that he's given to the American the freaking human race.
Yeah, I mean, like he can cry all the way to the bank about things, but still, I think it's pretty brave of him that he went and did that.
Yeah, exactly. Robershaw says Elon's mom is cute too.
She looks like a diamond heiress or something. Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah. She looks like the owner of a high flat fashion magazine or something.
Yeah, or James Bond character. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or like, you know, like a young Q.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I'd say young because the last Q was
new Q. Yeah.
Was older. I don't remember. I
see how it works.
She's an older woman, right? Mark Robshaw says, and it's black at night time, you blue supremacist. Ooh. Well, it's only blue because that's what color shines through the most. I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Oh my goodness. Where am I here? Thank you all for hanging out and tuning in. You guys are great. Where? Oh my goodness. So many super chats. You guys are great. Thank you. DJ Cogdell says, I second having Ryan Dawson on again. Right on. Well, look, I would love to have more guests on my show. It's going to be a lot of changes soonish, so we'll see when that can happen again. Mark Robershaw says, Vasidius says, Bill Maher recently said that comedy was hard right now because there was nothing to make fun of Biden for. Some people's blinders are super glued on. He said there's nothing to make fun of Biden for? What?
Okay.
Bill Maher said that? I don't even believe. That's even hard to believe. Like, dude, it's so easy to make fun of Biden. It's so easy.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with
Maher. Listen to him say literally anything, and you can make fun of the man.
Maher had a great structure for his show, Politically Incorrect, but otherwise he's just terrible.
M. Pow just said, Dusty Pink is now Adam's 80s music band name. Or 80s band name.
That sounds pretty dirty. All right.
Dusty Pink.
I'm okay with it.
RJ says, love the show. Go buy a gallon of gas. Well, luckily I don't really drive anywhere, and I'll be fine with my full gas tank already. Mark Robershaw says, my skin condition comes from Neanderthal genes. Okay. World would be at peace if we all had Gundam suits, Robershaw says. Cool. That is a cool premise.
Gundam suits only run for like 8 minutes, right? And it like takes all the power from the Earth, and that's why they lose the internet at one point. And Gundam has all these resets.
I've never seen Gundam, so I don't...
It's the most conspiracy-laden anime probably out there.
Oh, really?
It has the families that people say run the world are names of families in Gundam. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, I got to check Gundam out more. Harrison Gray says, have you heard of the... Graciopithecus, a jawbone found in Greece, may show humans branched from apes in Europe, not Africa, could change everything.
That stuff's ridiculous. Okay, there's this thing called the Kensington Man, and the Kensington Man was created out of racism, not against Africa, but against Germany, because they didn't like the Neanderthal was being discovered with the Neanderthal Valley of Germans. So they created a monkey thing in England, and then so England said, we were where this evolved. And no, it did not evolve in England. It comes from South Africa.
I don't know much about it. Yeah. I'll look into it, though. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, where can I get a shirt like that? Looks sick. I can't believe Adam doesn't like button-up shirts. I plan to make my own fabrics, make some shirts.
Dude, hit me up when you do.
Wait, what do you mean I don't like button-up shirts? Just because I don't wear button-up shirts, I just don't have a lot of them. Look, I was a skater. I was a pro skater for a while. And you know what happened to my shirts? They got holes in them.
Yeah.
Because I fell all the time. I was doing downhill skating. I was skating in gritty New York all the time. Like, you clothes as a skater, you tend to rip through them. And I ended up not really wearing a lot of button-down shirts because there tend to be nicer shirts. And I didn't want to ruin any of my shirts. So I would just rip through, and I still have a lot of like my sponsored shirts because I would just rock whatever shirts, you know, throw a shirt on and go skating.
Yeah, you could get my shirts from my grandparents. That's basically, I think this is my grandpa's shirt.
Okay, but where can you get that shirt?
This is a Wrangler from the 80s,
It's an 80s Wrangler shirt.
Yeah, it's got double pockets because, like, my grandfather
would love them double pockets.
Yeah, my grandfather would always have pens on either side. So I always wanted
both sides, just in case.
Yeah, but you can, you're saying you're going to make some clothes. Let me know because if you get some interesting, if you're interested in fabrics, I'll help you find some fabrics.
Awesome. Let's do it. Alan Shepard says, Andreas is my new favorite guest. Aww. He seems to know everything about everything.
Don't.
Great show as always, Adam. Yet you do seem to know about everything.
There's major, major gaps in all kinds of parts of me.
And what I've learned about it is you just tend to fill in the gaps anyway.
With rainbows and ponies. No. There are some things, though.
You got to admit, you do fill the gaps in. You're like, well, this seems to make sense.
There are points you can hear it in my conversation where I start to just mumble the word.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I can't remember if his name was Vladimir Vetrov or somebody else, for sure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
That's all it is. I'll agree, though. I do love having you on the show.
Thank you. I love being here.
Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, ancient Egypt is amazing. Imagine if they never fell. I do imagine that often. Robert Shaw says, does she hot tub stream? No, she doesn't. That's hilarious, though. Robert Shaw says, and what happened to the great USA? What do you mean?
What happened to Egypt?
Oh, and what has happened to the great USA?
Same thing.
I still think it's great. Joshua Rhodes says, to let you know I wasn't trying to be rude, I'd be happy to have a chat and challenge your view, but it gets pricey to do with super chats. Right on, Joshua. Thank you for... that's okay. I mean, there's challenging what I'm saying and being rude. To be rude, like, when people are rude to me, I'm like, you know what? I don't need you in my life. Like, get out of here. But when you're critical of me, like, that's different. That's not, there's being critical and being rude. And you weren't rude. You were critical. And that's, totally cool. Confused and Bemused says, hey, Adam, you can still get a normal pilot's license if you're colorblind. You can still go for it, my dude. I actually know. Nisha got me a, for my birthday, she got me a flight to do, the pilot's license.
Nice.
So I'm kind of excited. I know, awesome. I actually do know that I can do that. It was a dream that I wanted to fly jets, though.
Yeah.
Or
Well, at least now you're never going to get shot down. So
that's true. That is true. You're right. Yeah, that's good. Oh, I just had a super chat. Give me a second. Andrew says, Justin Trudeau is about to euthanize 75% of Canada.
What?
That's it? You're just going to drop that and leave nothing else?
Yeah, what?
What does that mean?
What episode of Degrassi is this from?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Commander 232 says, as someone who was in the army during the APFT era, which the CPFT replaced. It is meant to be the physical fitness test, which can affect your career, but the woke army today put it on hold due to Covfefe. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't you say Covfefe. You mean COVID? Is that why? Or
do you mean literally?
Do you mean Trump?
They probably mean the latter, because things have shifted a lot since Trump changed the military.
He actually got them paid for their service. Magnum Express just became a member. Bing. Thank you very much. You can now spin the UFO yourself. That is, in fact, what I'm about to drop in chat right now. Bam. And there you go. Let's see here. Mark G says, this is the Krigler Show. There is only Adam. Oh, well, thank you. And it always was the Krigler Show. Shanjak says, the prevailing culture decadence is a direct result, energy/propulsion technology suppression. Tesla tech, mainly.
Yeah.
Humanity has nothing to build towards. Without vision, the people perish. Shanjak, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
I mean, we need purpose.
Yeah, dreams.
We need purpose.
We need dreams instead of nightmares.
Yes, we do. We need dreams. We need something to look forward to. That's why I'm like, space. Like, let's imagine, like, look at the tech that came from Star Trek alone. You know, like, just the what they imagined. And it's like, in 100 years, we could have replicators. We could be traveling around the stars. We could maybe be that could come to fruition. Now, of course, in the lore of Star Trek,
there's a war.
There's a lot of crazy stuff. From here to there, there's a lot of stuff that went down that would suck if it actually went there. But, you know, who's to say it doesn't actually get there? Tesla tech. Let's bring it back. Carnell says, what's up, Adam? I see you're wearing the t-shirt I sent you last year that totally made my day. Hail chat, smash that like button, spin the UFO, and bangarang. What up? Bangarang, baby. I'm going to spin it. Yeah, this shirt, I don't buy myself clothes.
Nice.
I very rarely buy clothes.
Super punk rock.
I have, the only clothes that I've bought in the past year are Hangover Gang stuff to support Tom McDonald because he's awesome.
But that's how you end up with such cool t-shirts and leggings.
You know what's funny? Did you send me this shirt? Because I just found this in a pile of stuff. If you did send it to me, that's a shame because I was never really included in any mail for a certain show I used to be on, and it kind of bummed me out a lot. So I'm glad I ended up with this shirt.
Yeah,
That's
awesome.
Cool. Awesome. That's good to know. Andrew says, the people in chat are making fun of Asperger's. Well,
stop it.
I mean, there's some terrible people out there.
Yeah.
If you guys are making fun of, or are they just making fun of the word? I mean, saying Asperger's makes you a racist now, so I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, dude, always come from love, people.
Yeah, agreed. Muhammad says, COVID passport is from Israel. Oh, my goodness. Scary times. And Texas, I believe, and Florida basically said, not here.
Wow.
Very Angry Citizen says, you mean M from Bond. Q was his weapon design. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
M from Bond. It's been a while since I've seen Bond.
Don't they have a new female Q? I thought that's what you were referencing.
I was talking about M.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right. I was talking about M, not Q.
She does look like M, though.
Right. She seems like she could be an M, a proper British.
Yeah.
I've never heard her speak.
Like Margaret.
I'm assuming it would be South African accent.
Margaret Thatcher version of James Bond kind of thing. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I don't know what young Margaret Thatcher looks like, but...
Rockin'.
What? Yeah? Was she? Heyo. Somebody... All right. Young Margaret Thatcher. Joshua says, also again, sorry, tried to super chat Tim, but didn't get a reply. I am so sorry. No, Joshua, don't be sorry, man. I appreciate your super chat. Just wanted to let you know that I just don't have anything to do with over there. Mark Robershaw says, stay out of the Middle East. Let them fight.
It's really nice over there, though. That's the thing. I miss it.
I've never been over there.
It's super cool.
I want to go to Egypt. That's Egypt. Like one of the places I really want to go. I want to stand next to those pyramids and just look up at them and be like, we made this.
Yeah.
Do you not believe that we did?
I mean, who is we? But yeah.
Humans?
Yeah, okay, sure.
So you don't think... Who do you think...
No, that's a great... Tartarians. I definitely think humans did
it. Are they humans?
If we're saying humans...
Are they humans?
It's interesting how you're saying humans...
Who built the pyramids, man?
Well, I definitely prefer the idea that we did over aliens. I think it's okay. That's the kind of racism in of itself when we say, no, aliens did this. Like, dude, no, we can do stuff. Humans can do amazing things. Like, the pyramids were probably made by humans. But a lot of people want to take credit for one group or another.
So what is the other alternatives?
Well, the difference between we would be like if we start dividing up the earth into different states. And that's kind of the, you know, who built the pyramids? And you're like, well, it's ours, not yours. That's what scares me.
Okay. Okay. Robert Shaw says, nothing good comes from getting involved. Adam Rips and Tears confirmed. I do like Doom. You know, Rip and Tear?
The game Doom?
Doom.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
game. Good game. Julianne says, just do a show, no shirt, and a Speedo. Oh, my God.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness. Julianne says, I'm sure Moses and his people disagree about Egypt. Yeah, lots of history there, hey? Jaxel says, I would like to buy Exertus a shirt. Get back to me on Discord.
All right.
He's in my Discord.
So Who said that?
Eight-way run.
Okay.
Or Jaxel.
I'll definitely hit you up.
Robert Wilde says, you missed my first super chat. I'm be blessed. Been trying to get your attention in chat. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've got a fun, entertaining guest sitting with me today. But of course, YouTube did that. I will go dig it up right now, Mr. Robert Shaw. Thank you very much. Let's see. There may be more that were missed. Let's see what we've got here. And, oh my gosh. There it is. Robert Wiles. One more day, I pick up my new fake leg tomorrow at 1 p.m. Can't wait to see my niece's face when she sees her name on it.
Awesome.
Have a blessed night. Be blessed. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Oh, and Andrew says, Justin Trudeau is about to euthanize 75% of Canadian citizens. So you said it again, just to make sure that it went through. Again, still didn't give me any context.
Yeah, I don't really...
How? I don't...
That sucks for Canada.
I don't get it. Yeah. Robert Shaw says, Adam, you need bionic eyes, bro. Like Geordi.
Yeah.
Geordi got those bionic eyes.
That's true. Those are cool. I could use them,
too. Star Trek reference. Hashtag free Ian. I got nothing. I can't.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hashtag free Ian. I miss him on my show also. Kyle Schmidt says, we want hip thrusts. Like, you did that.
What?
Hold on.
Like swing?
Dude, hold on. I have to show everybody because it is really ridiculous.
What have I done?
What did you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, this is Andreas's work, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that is. So I created a few from all those you sent me. I'm going to show you after we get off live.
Epic.
On my Twitch channel, if someone gifts me 5 or more subs or donates 500 or more bits, which is about, I don't know how much, I think it's like $6 or something, I play this and it is hilarious. And I have a couple hype videos. I'm going to have more. This is the mastermind behind those, and thank you for those.
Don't out the deep fakest in the room. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well,
you did such a good job. I was amazing.
No, I'm stoked.
All right.
I'm glad it looks good.
Batgoat says, shut up, Ian. Wait, I that's wrong show.
Yeah, so, I think you're on the wrong show.
wrong show, Batgoat. Robert Shaw says, UFOs are here to see if we survive the Great Reset.
Stop calling them unidentified when they're identified. They're anomalous aerial vehicles. They're not unidentified. It's when you identify a UFO, it's no. This is so meta. Never mind.
Sejong says Adam is looking forward to the future, but all I see is the meme of Chief O'Brien saying, "Inside you are two wolves." Sorry about the teleporter. Malfunction. Spin it, splat the like, roll the 10. Oh, we haven't had a roll in a while.
Sure.
All right, you guys know the deal. Would you want to roll it?
Okay.
Why don't you roll it? We're going to have someone else roll the die. Go ahead. Don't say the word. Don't say it.
Oh, my.
Okay. Sejong, unfortunately, it is not 10.
No.
But you guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. And I'll be watching.
We'll be waiting.
I'll be watching. All right, I'm going to keep going, though. Carnell says, yes, indeed, I designed and hand-screen printed that off-kilter collection tee that you're wearing.
Wow.
If you if you're ever in need of some t-shirt designs, hit me up. I would totally love to work with you in some capacity. That's cool.
Super legit.
I really appreciate that. Hashtag free Andres.
make that trend.
Okay, I'm looking. All right, we've got a winner, Derek Beckman. Congratulations, you won absolutely nothing, but I said your name because you guessed the number correctly.
Good job, Derek.
Save it up for something nice at the We've Got Nothing store. Mark Robertshaw says, yes, Robert Wiles is Robert Shaw. You guys are the same? I don't get it. Julianne says, when I was little, I put my headband over my eyes pretending to be LeVar Burton, a.k.a. Geordi. Yeah, Geordi was he was a cool character. I liked his character.
He's great on...
He always had, like, the answer.
Reading Rainbow.
To the problem. I actually really liked the Reading
Loved
Rainbow
Reading
as a
Rainbow,
kid.
Yeah.
It was great. he kind of went woke earlier, but...
Well, he survived the woke, you know?
No, he kind of went woke on a couple of recent videos.
Oh, dear.
Another subject, though. Rachel Taylor says, husband and I are disappointed in Tim's egocentric vibe lately. We want you to know how appreciated you are by us peasants. No comment other than thank you, Rachel. I appreciate your kind words.
Me, I like the Romanovs.
Okay. All right. Robert Shaw says, happy now, you punk. Yes, I am. I'm happy. I am happy. Paper City Gamer Jeff just says, keep it up. Thank you for that super chat.
That's so sweet.
I got to say, Andreas, you're always welcome, buddy.
Dude, without you, where would we be?
Well, you're going to find out. on that note, that is the Krigler Show. I will be back later tonight on my Twitch stream playing some games with the homies. I don't know what I'll be playing. I never know until I get playing.
It's a mystery.
But thank you all for tuning in. I will see you tomorrow. Hopefully we got Sav on the show on it's Wednesday. So thanks for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. Smash that like button, and I'll see you guys next time. Good night, everybody. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.